Gaia Data Release 3, properties of the line broadening parameter derived with the radial velocity spectrometer, RVS, by Y. Fremat et al. The third release of the Gaia catalog contains the radial velocities for 33,812,183 stars having effective temperatures ranging from 3,100K to 14,500K. The measurements are based on the comparison of the observed RVS spectrum, wavelength coverage, 846 to minus 870 nanometers, median resolving power, 11,500, to synthetic data broadened to the adequate along scan line spread function. The additional line broadening, fitted as it would only be due to axial rotation, is also produced by the pipeline and is available in the catalog, field name GaiaSource, we broad. To describe the properties of the line broadening information extracted from the RVS and published in the catalog, as well as to analyze the limitations imposed by the adopted method, wavelength range, and instrument. We use simulations to express the link existing between the line broadening measurement provided in Gaia Data Release 3 and VSEEN, I. We then compare the observed values to the measurements published by various catalogs and surveys, GALAH, Apogee, LAMOST. While we recommend being cautious in the interpretation of the WE broad measurement, we also find a reasonable global agreement between the Gaia Data Release 3 line broadening values and those found in the other catalogs. We discuss and establish the validity domain of the published WE broad values. The estimate tends to be overestimated at the lower VSINI end, and at TEF greater than 7500 kelvins its quality and significance degrade rapidly when GRVS greater than 10. Despite all the known and reported limitations, the Gaia Data Release 3 line broadening catalog contains the measurements obtained for 3,524,677 stars with TEF ranging from 3,500 to 14,500K, and GRVS. This was Gaia Data Release 3, properties of the line broadening parameter derived with the radial velocity spectrometer, RVS, by Y. Fremat et al.